the Jets finished the first quarter of their schedule with a 2-2 record, and they're right in the mix of things atop the AFC East. But the green and white are in major rebound mode after suffering a 34-0 loss to the 49ers at MetLife Stadium. It marked the 25th time the Jets have been shut out, and it was the worst home blanking since 1989. Defensive tackle Mike DeVito called the game a nightmare as the Jets were outrushed 245-45, turned the ball over four times, and even had a punt block. Late in the first half, the Jets only trailed 7-0 and were on the move in opposition territory. But Alden Smith recorded a strip sack of Mark Sanchez, and the Niners recovered and would tack on a David Akers field goal before halftime. Sanchez was intercepted by Patrick Willis on the first series of the third quarter, and Carlos Rogers went 51 yards for a score after Santonio Holmes injured his foot and lost the football. A week after losing star cornerback Darrell Revis to an ACL tear, the Jets are hopeful they avoid a major injury to Holmes. Sanchez, who didn't have the services of either rookie Stephen Hill or veteran tight end Dustin Keller, finished 13-29 as he completed less than 50% of his passes for a third consecutive game. He was sacked three times and was frequently under duress while struggling to find open receivers. Rex Ryan was furious after his team's performance, and Bart Scott urged players to stick together. The 49ers are one of the best teams in football, and they proved it in week four. But the Jets didn't come close to meeting their own expectations, and they need a solid week of practice before the Texans come to visit for Monday Night Football on October 8th.